Jesus, we thank you because the entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Thank you, Lord, because your spirit enters us by your word. Father, we pray this afternoon that you speak through my mouth, the mind of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for freshness of thoughts. Thank you for word in this season. Thank you for words that are seasoned with salt. Thank you for impartation. Thank you, Father, for glory. Unto the glory and the praise of your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for utterances and grace in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Thanksgiving lifestyle is a power for glorious manifestation. You know, when you are talking of anything glory, is something that is only associated with God. And when we give thanks to God, that glory is the reward of the reflection that comes upon our lives. You give thanks to God, and then for a reward, for saying thank you, Jesus, it makes his glory to come as a reflection upon our lives in different kind of rewards. Hallelujah. So that is why I said Thanksgiving lifestyle is a power for glorious manifestations. So I said Thanksgiving is a power of joy, rejoicing, and gladness. Thanksgiving is a power of joy, rejoicing, and gladness. You know, in the first place, before you can begin to give thanks unto God, you have to be joyful. It has to be somebody that is joyful that can give thanks. No, man, people that are not joyful cannot give thanks. It is not possible. Depression does not make people to be able to give thanks. You have to be happy. You have to be joyful. You have to be glad to be able to give thanks. But at times, we may not be happy as such. At times, we may not, you know, have anything that will make us to be able to say thank you. But we have to be deliberate. But you have to do it consciously. You have to do it deliberately, because that is the only way that you can receive back from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 12:3, he says, therefore with joy you shall draw water out of the well of salvation.
Amen.
With joy. So because of joy, you are able to draw water out of the well of salvation. But what am I saying to us this afternoon? To be able to say thank you, Jesus, you have to do it deliberately. You have to stimulate the joy. You have to do it consciously. You have to be deliberate in saying thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs 17:22. It says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. When people are merry, it is like a medicine to the soul. And you see, it has been found out that watching comedy, movies that are just comedy, or things that makes people to laugh, can actually heal people. It can heal people's body. Okay? So it is actually a good thing, especially when you know anybody that is going through depression, and you can recommend comedy and anything that makes people to laugh for them. I bet you it is just a matter of time. Just like you take daily medicine, they will overcome the depression. It doesn't matter the level of the depression. It will vanish gradually, gradually, and vanish completely. Okay? That is what happens with the power of merriment and giving of thanks. Because to be able to give thanks You need a merry heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says it does well like a medicine. Just the same like you are taking the medicine. Proverbs 15:13 says, a merry heart make a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. So when people are merry, it makes it to look bright. It makes it to look bright. It makes it to look beautiful. With a merry heart makes people to be bright. You look bright. It will make you to appear bright. It will make you to look cheerful. That is what a merry heart does to people. But sorrow, depression, makes people to have a broken spirit. A broken spirit that displaces people from life. Because there is no way you can have a broken spirit and be attracted to life. That is when people begin to think of suicide. That is when people begin to think of every kind of bad things in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isaiah 55 verse 12. It says, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. Need to sing it. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Hallelujah. You shall go out with joy.
Amen.
And be led forth with peace.
Amen.
You see, you look at the relationship of peace and joy. So there is something that comes to our life with joy. When we are joyful, peace will also come to inhabit our habitation with us. Joy attracts the peace of God into our lives. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. So, Thanksgiving has the power of restoration of lost years. You know, just giving thanks to God. It has the power for the restoration of lost years. You know, by saying thank you, Jesus. You know, there are not so many people, you know, that enjoy most of the things that we enjoy. But, you know, most of the things that we enjoy, we are so much used to them. We take it for granted. Look at the lights now that we have. Some people now, maybe they are just having a little bit light over here and there. But you see, this light that we have constantly, I bet you, it is very easy to take it for granted because we think it is natural with our environment, but not everybody has light. So now imagine that you are just coming from that kind of thoughts that even this light is not everybody that has it. And you can still say, thank you, Jesus, because we have light. You know, at times when I finish eating, I want to remember, you know, especially when you enjoy your food, you want to say, thank you, Jesus. You know, the more you let all of these things reflect into your thanksgiving, the more God gives you the power for more thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So thanksgiving has the power of restoration of lost years. So God, by you giving thanks, you know, he has a way of bringing back the things that had been forgotten in our past, the things that we have missed in the past by not giving thanks, God brings them into our lives. So thanksgiving has the power of restoration of lost years. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Joel 2:25, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. God said he will restore them unto you.
Amen.
The years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I set among you, God says he is able to restore back those years.
Amen.
By our attitude of giving thanks.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I also want to say that thanksgiving is the restoration of lost glory. Every lost glory of our lives, thanksgiving has the ability to bring the lost glory back into our lives. Hallelujah. Agai 2:9. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord. The glory. You know, even though as at then, the former house was more beautiful. Yes, the house that King Solomon built was beautiful, was decorated with gold and big and beautiful and rich. But God says that the glory of the later house that was built shall be greater than the former. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. So, giving thanks is the restoration of lost glory. God is able to restore glory, the lost glory of our lives. He's able to restore it into our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. So thanksgiving also is a power of total restoration. Amen. Total restoration from every lost. Total restoration from everything that you can imagine that had escaped us in the past. Whatsoever that had escaped our lives in the past. You see, the favor that you think had escaped us, or that we didn't have in the past. You know, the fortune that you thought you did well, but it did not come to you in the past. You know, the grace that was supposed to be upon you, but you missed it because of something, whatsoever it is, the Bible says that thanksgiving has the power to restore every lost thing in our lives. Thanksgiving has the power to restore anything that was lost in our lives. Hallelujah. Judges 16:22. Albeit the hair of his head began to grow again after it was shaven. This was Samson in the Bible. Samson had his head shaved in the Bible. And because his head was shaved, he lost his glory. He lost his anointing. He lost his power. But the Bible says, the hair of his head began to grow again. So the lost glory began to manifest again. The lost power began to manifest again. The lost favor began to come again. Hallelujah. Our God is wonderful. Amen.
Amen.
For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Hallelujah. God is able to make all our hope to be restored back unto us. All the aspirations that we have, that we think maybe it is not going to be, that we have thought, oh, maybe it's now in the past. No. Everything that you have desired and hoped for in Christ, the Lord shall restore them back unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So thanksgiving also is a spirit of confident expectation. Do you know that if when somebody is thankful, it is just like siblings, you know, that have a very good relationship with each other and, you know, that appreciate each other constantly. You know, when you appreciate each other constantly, when you are not taking each other for granted in any way, you know, taking each other for granted is not a good thing. You know, but when we appreciate each other constantly, when we are conscious to always be mindful to say thank you for every little thing that another person does for you, to always remember to be thankful, I bet you, I can guarantee you that whenever you need anything else that that person has, if you go, it is like you'll be confident that it will be given to you. So thanksgiving is a spirit of confident expectation. Like, because you are thankful all the time, because you are always not taking each other for granted, even though it is a small thing, but you still say thank you. Because you are always saying thank you, I bet you, you will always have confidence to go back and ask for more. You see, this is what we also get from God all the time. So thanksgiving is the spirit of confident expectation.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Thanksgiving gives you confidence for your victory.
Amen.
Thanksgiving gives confidence for victory. And this is what God does for his children. Because we give thanks, the Bible says we get confidence by our thanksgiving, by our continuous thanksgiving attitude, by you saying thank you to God, I don't know how many dozens of times in a day. Not just saying thank you to God one or two or three times in a day. No, like a consistent and incessant giving of thanks. Just giving thanks every moment. You know, just in the same way that we want to play with our phone, and then you also remember that you can say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me this phone. You know, because at times, some of these things, we take them so much for granted. The phone that we have, oh man, my dad has to buy it. My mom has to buy it. But you see, some people don't have people to buy it for them. So when we remember all of these little things, you know, it could even be our dresses. It could even be anything that we have. You know, we are always thinking, oh, our dad has to buy me this. Mom has to buy me this. But I bet us, there are so many people that do not have that opportunity. So, but what am I trying to say? But each time you receive all of these gifts, you are mindful to say thank you. You are saying thank you to embracing mom and dad all the time. Don't you know that you will keep getting everything you have with that attitude? I bet you. So in the same way, giving thanks to God grant us confidence for victory. It grant us confidence, because when you are thankful, over thankful to anybody, any human, in any way, it makes the thing to flow. It makes life to flow. It makes power to flow. It makes glory to flow. So what am I saying? Thanksgiving gives you confidence for victory in life. The victory that we require in life. Hebrews 10:35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. You see, confidence that you have by the attitude of thanksgiving, it has a reward. A reward that is unending. Confidence that you have by an attitude to another, it has a confidence for unending reward. I bet you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we partake in Christ when we are confident. We are confident of our attitude, the attitude of deliberate giving thanks, the attitude of intentional just saying thank you, just appreciating God, you know, walking on the way to work, on the way to school, whatever you do, saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It makes us to become a confident partaker of everything Jesus carries as we continue to say thank you. It makes us to become a confident partaker of everything Jesus has for his children. Hallelujah. For we are made partakers of Christ. We partake in him. We can't have anything that we can give him enough to make him to say, oh, you have given me so much. But you see, we can only give him thanks for everything he does for us. Hallelujah. Thanks for everything God does for us. Hallelujah. Psalm 27 verse 3, though an host should encamp against you, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you we perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Confident expectation that what God has started in my life, he will continue to do it until the day of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 30:15, for thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning our rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Hallelujah. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Strength comes with confidence. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 3:12, in whom we have boldness, access with confidence by faith. Hallelujah. We have boldness. Confidence makes us to have boldness to come before God by faith. Confidence, expectation in life comes by very continuous thanksgiving, continuous repeated thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Hebrews 3:6, but Christ is as a son over his own house, whose house we have, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Hallelujah. Amen. Then lastly, I want to say that thanksgiving empowers obedience in righteousness. You know, our obedience in righteousness, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. So that attitude of thanksgiving empowers us to be an obedient child of God in righteousness. Because the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So thanksgiving empowers obedience and righteousness in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to rise up to our feet at this time. Hallelujah. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's begin to appreciate God. I want you to keep this in mind, that thanksgiving is a power for more thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. The more you give thanks to God, the more power for more thanksgiving. The more power for glorious manifestation. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to give thanks to God. Give thanks unto God for the impartation of this word in our lives. That indeed, our deliberate giving of thanks will empower the grace of God towards our lives. It will attract the glory of God upon our lives. It will empower the presence of God into our lives. Thanksgiving empower the presence of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Father Lord, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We worship you. We magnify your name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.